Dear beloved Manmin's family, greetings to you in the name of the Lord, within the love of our shepherd. It is with all thanks and glory to the shepherd's God that I stand on this precious altar today to give a mission report at this place where the word of life and the holiness gospel are being proclaimed to the whole world. I also offer my deep gratitude to our beloved senior pastor for granting me this precious time. Our Lord said, "Whoever does the will of my Father is my brother, sister, and my mother." Manmin is achieving sanctification and is proclaiming this gospel to the whole world. And also, Manmin is accomplishing the world through the power of creation. And we are here carrying out our missions and leading, walking with the Lord. And in October 2005, I was commissioned as a missionary to Peru for Latin and South America. It has been now nearly 20 years. Time flies. And actually, 20 years is not a short time. But as I look back on all these years, it's like it's only 10 years, but it's actually, it has been 20 years. We have a handkerchief meeting and a words of life. When I pray with handkerchief, I see people being healed and be sharing their testimonies. That's why 20 years feels like just 10 years. And I offer my heartfelt thanks to our beloved senior pastor who has kept the mission fields, missionaries, and churches around the world in his heart, praying for us and providing unwavering support. I also sincerely thank all the pastors, elders, and members of the church. In the Spanish-speaking world and Latin America, there are 21 Manmin churches in 7 countries that are carrying out their mission under the guidance of our beloved senior pastor. These include 5 churches in Colombia, 5 in Peru, 5 in Venezuela, 3 in Mexico, 1 in Honduras, 1 in Ecuador, and 1 in Spain. The Sunday morning and evening services, Wednesday services, and Daniel prayer meetings held by Colombia Manmin Church are broadcast live via YouTube and attended in real time by 20 churches. Due to the time difference, Barcelona Manmin Church in Spain is unable to join in real time, but they worship with the same messages. For Sunday morning services, we listen to the messages delivered by our senior pastor, and in the evening services, I deliver the message. On Wednesdays, we listen to senior pastor's sermon on the Book of Job. Especially as I prepare for the summer retreat, we listen to the parable of the crocodile. As I listen to the messages, we had a time to look back on ourselves, reflect on ourselves, and it was such a precious message. The lectures on Job is always inspiring and good, but the crocodile, illustration of the crocodile, it was very interesting. And she illustrated I had a time to look back on myself, and it helped me prepare for this summer retreat. Besides the 21 churches, those members in countries that do not yet have a church, such as Canada, the U.S., Mexico, El Salvador, Bolivia, Argentina, and Chile, are also joining worship services and annual prayer meetings from their homes through YouTube. About 600 members attend Sunday services, and annual prayer meetings are joined by over 100 locations. While 20 of these churches do not have a pastor, in Latin America, people are passionate and they are free. So, pastors and believers in Latin America, as they see how members worship, they are surprised. They are surprised by us sitting still and nobody is moving around. They understand that Asian people are well educated, well trained, so they are keep the order well. But members from Latin America, they are also changed. And they are in the church or in their they also attend the dinner prayer meeting. They attend a prayer meeting daily from 6:50 to 8:50, and they pray for 2 hours. As I see them, I realize the holiness gospel is truly great. People in Latin America, they are very free, but with the longing hearts, they attend the worship and prayer service. And also, Manmin Church is how happy we should be to be in this church. While 20 of these churches do not have a pastor, they are made up of believers who have heard the holiness gospel, received grace, and experienced healing through prayer, and came to faith. These believers have evangelized their families and neighbors. Being united with our beloved senior pastor and the central church, they are pressing forward together. Furthermore, with the goal of spreading this gospel to even more souls and establishing churches in each nation and various cities, they are evangelizing their families and neighbors. Some of my church members recommended that they do street evangelism, and so I heard my church members went out to the park and did spiritual street evangelism. They gave out they shared the manmin with people, with passers-by, and about 30 and they received good reactions, and they were very happy, and they wanted to share the gospel more earnestly. Since the leading members of the churches are self-supporting in their ministry, they face no financial lack. Together with Columbia Manmin Church, they are financially independent and praying to receive even greater blessings so that they may establish their own sanctuaries and carry out missionary works. Especially between April 27th and May 5th, Pastor Mi-kyung Lee, the president of the Pastors Association's spoke at the 13th anniversary of Columbia Manmin Church and the 19th anniversary of Peru Manmin Church. The members were filled with abundant grace, experienced healing, and glorified God. It was also a great opportunity to evangelize, as many invited their families and neighbors. Easter celebration, summer retreat, and the anniversary and Christmas celebrations held at the Central Church add to our fullness and joy. We, Manmin members, in Spanish-speaking countries and Latin America are also receiving grace through online broadcasts of the Central Church's events. In addition to them, our church anniversary services and handkerchief meetings held once a year have a special meaning to us, a heavenly celebration for the Manmin family. As they see the speaker from Central Church, mission team from the Central Church, and as we spend time together, this is our Spanish-speaking members dearly love our senior pastor and long to live a spirit-filled life of faith. So, the anniversary services and the handkerchief meetings held with the Pastor Miguel Lee and the mission team have become truly special times of blessing. In addition, the pastor seminar in Cartagena, Colombia, and the Healing Crusade and La Unicion Church, we proclaimed how essential the Holiness Gospel and the power of recreation are for pastors, pastoral ministry and the salvation of souls. And they opened the path to awaken the Colombian church community. Following the anniversary service, the attendance of Paramami Church's Sunday worship has increased to around 110. After the pastor seminar in Peru, we are also preparing to work more closely with the Peruvian Pastors Association. I take this opportunity to express my sincere thanks to Senior Pastor who sent the mission team, to Speaker Pastor Mi Kyung Lee and the mission team. The mission team and the they had a tight schedule, but all the mission team and the speaker always remained happy and wanted to shake hands with our Colombia, our members, and they shared just love and. Today's world is often referred to as a hyper-connected society. This term describes a world where people, things, and spaces are all connected and interacting through advanced technologies. Most countries and regions are connected through the internet and able to interact in real time. As I saw on the YouTube and the missionary came many years ago came, I mean, we've heard missionaries who came to Korea in the 1880s had to travel by ship, ride horses, or use bicycles to carry out their ministry. But today, with the development of communication technology, we can communicate and stay connected anytime and anywhere with just a mobile phone, attending worship services, and listening to the world at our convenience. The messages of Senior Pastor is being broadcast every Sunday morning through Enlace TV, a Christian channel that reaches all of Latin America. In addition, the Word of Life is being shared through 7 radio stations in Colombia, Peru, Venezuela, and Mexico. We are also sharing the Word and Manmin Ministry through social networks such as the YouTube channels Manmin America and David Ministry, as well as on Facebook. One member of Tuitana Manmin Church in Colombia, who drives a cargo truck for a living, joins the dinner prayer meeting. using his phone wherever he may be on the road during the time. These technological conditions are being actively used to evangelize families and acquaintances, leading to the start of a church. Peru Manmin Church and Colombia Manmin Church were both planted by missionaries, and most other Manmin churches began in the grace of the Lord as members, evangelize their families and acquaintances living in other regions, and those who are touched by the enlace broadcast, share the gospel with their families and acquaintances. Of course, missionaries can visit them, hold meetings, and help them become stronger and win more souls for revival. Yet, the environment of this hyper-connected age will play a crucial role in the evangelization of the Spanish-speaking countries in Latin America. These days, with internet services like the Starlink using low-orbit satellite, people can join worship in real time even from deep in the mountains or the judge, wherever their souls pour in heart. Just over 10 years ago, we had to send sermons on DVDs by mail to members in distant regions, but now our YouTube channel, Mammon America, provides our beloved shepherd's sermons and senior pastor's messages dubbed in Spanish and organized by series. Series like The Message of the Cross, The Measure of Faith, etc. are all available. Worship services from the Central Church are also continually uploaded. As long as there is an internet connection, one can listen and receive grace anytime and anywhere. And our worship services are being uploaded constantly. So once they have internet connection, they can listen to it and they can receive grace. Thanks to this, although churches like Puyo Mami Church in Ecuador and Axapamba Mazamari Mami Churches are located in tropical rainforest regions, they can worship together and share their worship scenes via Zoom. Even from afar, we can feel that we are one Mami family in the same space. In this end time, the hyper-connected world is serving as a great tool, allowing Mami to evangelize the world through the holiness gospel and the power of creation. In a short time, on June verses 8 and 9, we visited the Colorado region in Argentina, Colombia, a tropical rainforest near Panama in northern Colombia. Then, a 60-year-old member, Isalena Coronado, who received grace through enlace broadcast of the shepherd's messages, has been evangelizing his neighbors for the past 3 years. Now, 4 to 5 people are joining our Sunday services via YouTube. Among them, a 20-year-old named Karen Ruo has suffered from a congenital umbilical hernia. She couldn't run or jump and felt pain and swelling whenever she exerted herself. After receiving the prayer, she testified that, and I told her to try touching your abdomen. And the hernia was healed. As you see, a hernia occurs when there is a hole in the abdominal wall and the internal organ protrudes through it. And he couldn't even run, but when I pray for him and she, and even after I came, I asked people around, and that and he's very well. Another member, who's in Tiano Lozano, suffered from excessive sweating. After developing diabetes, his clothes were always soaked, causing him much discomfort and this difficulty. But after receiving prayer, he was healed. Because even without such a problem, people sweat a lot in our weather. But this man, he had excessive bleeding. He was soaked. He had hyperhidrosis, a condition caused by dysfunction of the sympathetic nerves that control sweat secretion, leading to excessive sweating all over his body. Such works of power not only build faith in those who experience them, but also in those who see and hear the testimonies. They break the fleshly thoughts and lead them to have spiritual faith. How blessed we are to receive healing and answers through Senior Pastor's prayer and the handkerchief prayer. On May 31st, a pastor seminar hosted by the Venezuela Ciudad Guayana Pastor Association gathered 201 attendees. At a previous seminar on November 22nd, with Pastor Miguel Lee as a speaker, over 1,000 attended, and many testified to great amazing healings. In a separate seminar for the affiliated pastor, one female pastor had a lump the size of a tangerine in her chest. Whenever it was touched, there was pain, and this limited her arm movement. After the prayer, the lump completely disappeared. She could fully move her arm. Healings through the handkerchief prayed on by the shepherd are so marvelous and serve as the most powerful tool for spreading the gospel. Since people said that a few hours of seminar are not enough to cover all essential ministry topics, a two-day intensive seminar will be held from October 31st to November 1st. Pastor Franklin Valencia, the senior pastor of Zion Celestial Church, Mammon's Branch Church in Venezuela, serves as the in November 2020, he once attended a pastor. And Pastor Valencia loves our senior pastor and our church, and he expressed his wish to accomplish the seminar and recently. Recently, he was appointed to oversee the Pastors Association in 5 states at the National Assembly of the Venezuelan Pastors Association. And he once confessed, "We pray, fast for 40 days, hold multiple revival meetings, and passionately work for our ministry, but we still fall short of it." fall short a lot, but Manmin is exceptional, truly the best. And while preparing for the seminar, I heard him saying to his fellow pastors, "You're not helping Manmin. We are not helping Manmin. We need Manmin's help." From June 10 to 13th, we visited Valencia Manmin Church and Maracay Manmin Church, Ecuador. Eduardo, the leader of Marcy Church, with 43 pastors in attendance, I gave a lecture on the early churches. I actually had no plan of having a seminar, but as I saw the church members being so spirit and so hot, and in that short period of time, Pastor Juan Polaranco, who attended the meeting, shared his testimony. He had been receiving grace for years through the shepherd's messages on Enlace. When his son was born, he wanted to give him a meaningful time, hoping the child would be used preciously in faith. He named him J-Rock. Now 11 years old, his son serves faithfully as a keeper of prayer and is loved by his church members. This shows how much people touched by the word of life cherish the servant of God who practices the holiness gospel. Beloved Mami members, our beloved senior pastors, Only Bible has also become a great source of grace for Spanish-speaking and Latin American members. You're also receiving a lot of grace watching them, right? Though just 12 to 13 minutes long, these powerful messages packed with spiritual nourishment are a great blessing to our members. And they listen to it twice or three times or more, and many members eagerly wait for a new message to be uploaded every Sunday. Some even listen to the same message two, three, or even five times. This is inspiring and thrilling. And there are people who summarize the sermon, and they can, because they don't want to sum up the, because every word is so precious, they don't want to summarize it. Some of the church members confess that, and many people, many church members are summarizing the sermons, and members also share the words on social networks as tools for evangelism. Even though the church members are not big in numbers, they share it with families and relatives. And sometimes I hope that the whole world will, this whole world should share and listen to the words of life. Also, the members, there's a messenger called WhatsApp, and they are sharing the words with their families and relatives through that application. And meanwhile, for Portuguese-speaking souls in Brazil, we are using AI on the Mamim Portuguese YouTube channel to upload only Bible videos with Portuguese dubbing. Now, let's take a listen to Senior Pastor's message dubbed in Portuguese.
Sou a pastora Sujin Lee, do programa Only Bible. Estimados irmãos, gostaria de perguntar se há alguém que, mesmo lendo a Bíblia, se pergunta como é que Deus o ama. Há alguém que se pergunte como deve viver cada dia a fim de levar uma vida de fé corretamente? É meu desejo que, a partir de hoje...
It's a voice created by the AI. Her voice, still, it sounds so similar with hers, right? In Brazil, many people, there are many souls in Brazil. So we want to share the gospel of holiness to more of them as soon as possible. We are praying for that. I hope you also pray for that ministry. The foundation of Mami's ministry is the holiness gospel received through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This word has power. It plants true faith and transforms people into true children of God. Another thing is the great and amazing power of God that confirms the holiness gospel. Through our shepherd, we received the holiness gospel and were called to conduct a ministry that reveals the power of recreation, prepare for the Lord's return, and fulfill the world evangelization in this end time. Through obedience, faith, love, and sacrifice, our shepherd prepared everything for us to fulfill the mission of world evangelization. In this end time, Mammon will prepare for the Lord's return and mightily accomplish the world mission to save countless souls. We will, because we have the holiness gospel and the power of recreation manifested in the shepherd's spiritual space. And we have our senior pastor who leads Mammon with faith, love, boldness, and devotion, and manifests great and amazing power of recreation based on all things that the shepherd prepared. United in one heart and will with our beloved senior pastor, we will boldly move forward, completely fulfilling the world evangelization God entrusted to Mammon and preparing for the Lord's return. And we believe that God will grant us New Jerusalem as we obey in God's will, become one in trust, and achieve perfect sanctification and faithfulness. Let us read Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot steps, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possessions of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may achieve success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will achieve success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. The prophet Moses was called by God to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. For 40 years, he guided them through the wilderness. And at the border of Canaan and the plains of Moab, he was taken into God's embrace. With faith, love, and sacrifice, he led the Israelites and fulfilled God's will through great and mighty works. Some claim that Moses was not allowed to enter Canaan because he showed anger when the Israelites acted without faith. However, in Numbers chapter 12, 3 and 7, God himself testified to Moses' meekness and faithfulness. Numbers chapter 12, 3. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. Numbers chapter 12, verse 7. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household. Moses, who fulfilled all that was entrusted to him by God, was taken into God's arms, and God then spoke to his successor Joshua. Every place on which the sole of your footsteps, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may achieve success wherever you go. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This declaration affirms that the plans and providence God revealed through the prophet Moses will be fulfilled through Joshua. And as we all know from Scripture, through Joshua and the second generation of faith that followed him, the land of Canaan was conquered and God's will spoken through Moses was fulfilled. God said in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, "Have I not commanded you?" God called Moses and had him guide the Israelites into Canaan and instruct them on how to act through the law. The same way, God was confirming that if Joshua led them and the people obeyed, he would be with them and fulfill his promise wherever they are. Romans chapter 11, 29 says, "For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable." And Numbers chapter 23, 19 declares, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good?" God affirms that because his calling is irrevocable, he will fulfill things through Joshua if he boldly acted according to the law, the word given to Moses. And dear beloved Mammin family, God called our beloved shepherd and entrusted him to fulfill the world evangelization in the end time through faith, obedience, love, and dedication. He has grown us into a church that saves countless souls and prepares for the Lord's return. With the powerful words received by countless hours of prayer and fasting and the great and amazing power of recreation manifested in the shepherd's spiritual space, God has prepared us to carry out the ministry entrusted to us. Now, as our beloved senior pastor and we, the members of Mammin, become strong and courageous by faith and move forward according to the vision to accomplish the world evangelization through the holiness gospel and the power of recreation, the Almighty God, the faithful God who fulfills the word He has spoken and the purpose of His calling, will be with us wherever we go. He will fulfill what He spoke to our beloved shepherd and let us give all glory to Him.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and nausea. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.